I could go ahead and bring the committee to order as soon as I get my little script here. It's 9 a.m., April 1st, 2011. I have that part of the opening meeting now memorized. With me today is Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Egan, Senator McGuire. We've got two items on the agenda today. We've got Senate Bill 94, Second Verse of the Alaska Flag Song, and House Bill 16, Extend Senior Benefits Payment. We're going to reverse the order and start with Senator with Extend Senior Benefits Payment and the confirmation hearing for the Revenue Commissioner Brian Butcher. Will be postponed until Tuesday, the 5th of April. So, and we have Senator Olson arriving. So we're going to go ahead and start with House Bill 16 by Representative Hawker to extend the senior benefit payment program. This is the second hearing on this bill, and we heard it on the first time, February 7th. The intent today is to adopt a committee substitute and look to the will of the committee. Senator Hoffman, may I have a motion to adopt a CS version B?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Finance Committee adopt Senate CS for House Bill 16 Finance / D as our working document.
I'll object for explanation, and I'll invite Mr. Peterson forward from the staff to go through the CS.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Darwin Peterson, staff to the Senate Finance Committee. The previous version of House Bill 16 was a one-section bill that simply extended the sunset date for the senior benefit payment program. After the first hearing on this bill, the chairman was concerned that certain low-income seniors are ineligible for this program. The exclusion is found in regulation in 7 AAC 47.553, states that in order to be eligible for the senior benefits payment program, an applicant may not be a resident of a nursing home, a pioneer's home, or a veteran's home. The reason for this exclusion is because low-income residents of these facilities are required to contribute most, if not all, of their income towards the cost of their care. The additional cost is subsidized by the state and Medicaid, which is split 50-50 between the state and federal funds. If low-income seniors in these facilities receive the senior benefit payment, they would have to contribute those funds toward the cost of their care, which would result in a net increase in the general fund cost to the state without any real benefit to the client. So one option we consider would be to hold harmless senior benefit payments for residents of these facilities, but that would have increased the fiscal note by $1.8 million. So after meeting with the department, it came to our attention that another option was to increase the existing personal needs allowance that exists in statute for residents of nursing homes, pioneers homes, and veterans homes. So currently, residents of nursing homes receive an allowance of $75 per month, and residents of pioneers homes and veterans homes receive an allowance of $100 per month. For residents with an income such as Social Security or a pension, this is the allowance they are allowed to keep before they turn the rest of their money over to pay for the cost of their care. For residents with no income, the department pays them the allowance. The personal needs allowance for nursing home residents hasn't been changed in 30 years. For pioneers and veterans homes, the allowance has not been modified since it was established in 1996. The total cost of the general fund as a result of increasing these payments to help seniors stay independent in their communities is $522,900. Mr. Chairman, there are four new fiscal notes in your packets. Representatives from the department are here to answer questions about those fiscal notes, if the committee has any. I'll quickly go through the section-by-section changes in the bill. Section 1 establishes a $200 personal needs allowance for residents of nursing homes. Currently, this allowance is only found in regulation, whereas now it's codified in statute. Section 2 amends the existing personal needs allowance in statute for residents of pioneers' homes and veterans' homes to $200. Section 3, AS 47-55020C, currently contains permissive language allowing the department to provide personal needs allowance to residents with no income. The committee substitute now requires the departments to make that payment. Section 4 exempts the $200 personal needs allowance from income that must be turned over to the state for the cost of care. And Section 5 is the original bill, which extends the sunset date for the senior benefit payment program to 2015. That concludes my testimony, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. At the previous hearing, the committee asked the department for a series of questions, which have been answered in two memorandums dated February 9th and February 22nd, and they're in your packets. the committee substitute change the title. The title change resolution has been drafted, and we'll deliver that to the Senate Secretary for introduction. Do we have questions from committee members? Seeing none, as mentioned earlier, there are four updated fiscal notes from the Department of Health and Social Services in your packet. One note from the Department of Senior Benefit Payment Program with information on the cost of the program. In FY12, the cost is $22,453,400, and that increases to $24,315,000 in FY15. The appropriation for the FY12 is already in the operating budget. One note from Medicaid services for $259,500 in general funds and $259,500 in matching federal grants. There's one note from the Adult Public Assistance Program for $105,000 in general funds, and one note from the Pioneers Home for $158,400 in general funds. And I'll go ahead and remove my, seeing no other objections for this adoption, I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of version D. Any further objections to adoption of version D? Representative Hawker, could you come forward, please? Before I look to the will of the committee, do you have any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Mike Hawker, District 32, Anchorage. Having looked at the CS, I certainly appreciate that it's a laudable goal to address this issue of the personal needs allowance. I do feel compelled to place on your record my concern with adding this provision to this bill at this time. This bill, as it came before this committee, Mr. Chairman, had 23 House co-sponsors and 15 Senate co-sponsors. I had personally committed to the governor, I have personally committed to every committee of referral prior to this, that this bill would not expand or create any new entitlement programs, that I would promote this as strictly an extension of the sunset on the senior benefits program. That said, I certainly understand the committee process. I do have to ask you to consider in adopting the CS whether the addition of the personal needs allowance provisions is something that ought have been discussed or brought forward through a separate legislative process that included a review by the Human Services Committees in both the House and the Senate. That said, with that concern expressed, I sincerely appreciate you bringing this bill back up. I know there are many seniors in the state of Alaska that have been concerned that this bill was not going to make it through this legislative session. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Do you have any questions or concerns? We have a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate CS for House Bill 16 Finance /D with the attached fiscal notes with individual recommendations.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. We have objection. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee referral. Next up, Senate Bill 94, Senator Davis, regarding the second verse of the Alaska Flag Song. This is the second hearing on this bill. We heard it for the first time on March 30th. My intent today is to bring the bill back before the committee and look to the will of the committee. There is no changes. There is 1-0 fiscal note in your packet. We've zeroed out that fiscal note. Do we have any concerns or questions from committee members? Seeing none, I have a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate Bill number 94 with the attached zero fiscal note with individual recommendations.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with attached fiscal note, which is zero, and individual recommendations. Do we have objection?
I object, Mr. Chairman. Okay. It's my understanding there's been two additional verses to the song that have been penned, and I think Senator Hoffman has copies of them.
If we could pass these out, do we have them around the committee members? Do we have an objection for moving the bill? From Senator Olson.
Thank you.
We will go through the deliberative process of the committee, no matter how much time it takes.
One further question, Mr. Chairman. Where's the fourth verse? Where's the fourth verse?
I don't know, Senator Olson, but if you could, Senator.
Can the senator read the amendment, the verse?
Yes, we have an objection. We have a proposed amendment. Is that correct, Senator Olson?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, Senator Olson, could you describe to the committee this amendment, please?
Okay. The amendment, number one, insert on page one, line one, insert after second and third. Page two, line 19, insert 8 bars of gold, our only hope, since we're out of oil on our favorite slope. The fish in the sea, creatures great and small, with all new state guns, will kill them all. Or with our state guns, new state guns will kill them all. Reality Stars makes our state their own. We wish they would leave us all alone. Crabbers, ice road truckers, and ex-governors alike, what happened to our beacon bright? Oh, great star, with your steady light, please guide us through these crazy plights. So many verses to this song that we hold so dear, our simple flag of a last frontier. Oh, with that, Mr. Chairman, I remove my objection.
So you remove the amendment and remove your objection?
I remove the amendment as well.
Okay, and then you remove your objection?
I remove my objection with the last comment that it obviously wasn't penned by me. It was actually came from Senator Hoffman's office. Merritt and Borio, I admitted to the author.
As we go around.
Happy April Fool's joke.
As we go around the totem pole today on April 1st, we have
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Hoffman.
There are many fools on April 1st.
We have had an amendment, and it's been removed, and an objection has been removed, so we're back to the main bill. Any further objections? Seeing none, Senator Hoffman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate Bill 94 with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Here we have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move the bill from committee to the next committee referral. That concludes our meeting today. We will reconvene at 9 a.m. Monday morning. We are adjourned.